This is John Batchelor, speaking with Charles Pellegrino, author of Her Name, Titanic, about the details of the inquiry held April 19th at the Waldorf Astoria in 1912, following the catastrophe. One of the testifiers was J. Bruce Ismay, the owner of the White Star Line. He escaped Titanic, and his explanation and other explanations are at odds. Did he jump the line? Did he jump in the lifeboat? Did he abandon women and children? This is Charles Pellegrino to give a rounded version, but there are always more to say. J. Bruce Ismay lived the rest of his life selling the White Star in 1913, anonymously and quietly, and he died in 1937. J. Bruce Ismay, the owner of the White Star Line, saved himself by jumping the line, More of this later tonight.
Right, in Collapsible Sea, it was one of the last boats going, and he described the people standing around as they could not have been calmer as if gathered in a church, that there was no pandemonium. Some people have been speaking of pandemonium, but we have survivors like George Rimes and 17-year-old Jack Thayer. Thayer said there were gunshots, there was pandemonium, panic, and there were too many people between him, 17-year-old Thayer, and Ismay's lifeboat. Thayer said he didn't blame Ismay for jumping into the boat at that moment. He saw a warning shot go off about 6 inches from Ismay's ear just before Ismay jumped in a boat. He said, I would have jumped in myself, but there was no way I could get to that lifeboat at that time.